And maybe there was a sense in the second half there was a lot of emotional energy burnt, and there wasn't maybe a lot left in the second half. Played reasonably well in the first half and left a lot of chances behind, and I suppose with the nature of where they're at the moment, maybe just ran out of road in the second half, you know.
It was always going to be tough coming down here. You would have been happy enough though at half time, perhaps?
Probably a bit frustrated at half time. We probably felt we should have been in a better position. Felt the scoreboard maybe was a bit harsh on us at half time. As I say, we'd left chances behind us and we'd played some decent football. It has been a pattern through the league that second halves haven't really been where we want them to be. So there's a lot of stuff involved in that, like, but I think more than ever with the week that was in it, and maybe there wasn't as much in the tank this week as there should have been, you know.
How difficult is everything that's happening to, how is it to coach a team in that scenario, in that context? Like, I can imagine it's almost impossible to keep that noise out.
Yeah, and probably has been that way for a while, you know, sort of a tumultuous environment for the last number of weeks or whatever, and there's no doubt that's affected the players and focus and all of those things. But this week was really about just keeping them moving forward, like, because it was quite a sort of chaotic and emotionally tough week for everybody, Paddy most of all, and ultimately when Paddy asked us to take the boys as far as today, it was difficult to do that, but ultimately we were asked to do a job with the Donegal senior team, and to not finish the league out would have been really difficult to do, and Paddy in particular felt that should be done in terms of the commitment it was given at the start of the year or whatever. So yeah, it was a long week, for everybody, and the people who feel this the most are the players, to be fair, you know, and they still have to go and play football and prepare and all the rest, and that's extremely difficult in the circumstances.
Aidan, just Anthony McFadden joined the ranks as strength and conditioning coach, yourself and Paddy's there. Is that what we're looking at now for the next 4 weeks? Have you decided on your future and the current squad's future going into the championship?
No, listen, after Paddy stepped away on Wednesday, we had a conversation with Fergus McGee, and we undertook to take the boys as far as today. Anton's appointment is a long-term thing for the county, and a very positive step for the county, and I know the players took a bounce from Anton being there today, but what happens from here is a different conversation.
So you had a long chat with Fergus. Was it discussed there or anything?
No, not at all. I think Fergus was checking his heart still beating and all the rest. Like, Fergus, he's a gentleman. He's trying to do his best and do by Donegal football, the right by Donegal football. So, listen, that's a conversation tomorrow or the next day or whatever.
Are you keen to stay involved,
David? It's hard to know where your head will be at. We undertook to coach the team this year. Working with Paddy at the outset, and obviously there was a backroom team built around it, and that dynamic has changed this week. There's a lot of moving parts and all of that, and I suppose today's build up to today and the game and all of that has to be taken into account, and to be straight, lads, I don't know, I wouldn't know where my head would be at the minute now. I didn't focus on anything bar trying to get this game played and trying to get a performance out of them, which didn't happen.
Do you tend to sit down with the board in the next couple of days, Aidan? Do you have that arranged or anything?
There's nothing arranged. That's what Fergus did mention about potentially meeting up or whatever, but try and get up the road and home and see the kids and see from there.
In terms of prior to the match, Aidan, there were three lads withdraw, to Andrea, Rick Holgan, and Darrell Beale. What's the early diagnosis?
I suppose the downside of having the name of a National League team on a Tuesday night is that a lot of things change. People get kicking for changes before throwing and whatever else. Like, but Tuesday night's very early for naming a team when you're playing week to week and you don't know how your boys are going to recover and all the rest. So yeah, so some injuries picked up during the week. None of them very long term, like. But obviously, there's a number of lads not available today.